gentlemen, you are welcome to yet another beautiful episode of Behind the Reality Podcast. And of course, we are here at the studio at Urban Podcast. And today, you know, of course, my name is Oladipo Kofuola. And when you see me, I am here to bring you another fantastic and, of course, educative content. And today we are talking about a very interesting topic, tender age relationships, and of course, its dynamic toxicity. And we have the best person in the studio to talk about that with, in person of Mrs. Akim Shiu Rukayat. She is a clinical psychologist, she is a mental health educator, and she is a community development enthusiast. Welcome, we are pleased to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so the topic, tender age relationship and the toxicity it brings. What do you have to say? Okay, let's talk about what tender age relationship means.
Okay, so basically, tender age relationship, from the word tender, mm-hmm. it means an individual is younger, is at the maturity stage, mm-hmm. not yet suitable for the relationship. Mm-hmm. So basically, that is what tender age relationship. And if you're looking at it from another angle, mm-hmm. it could also mean a situation whereby an individual, a more mature person, is having a relationship with somebody who is of lesser maturity.
So the age gap is like a lot.
Yes, mm-hmm. disparity is high.
Okay, let's say, if we would say tender age, we could say somebody below 18 years.
Absolutely.
So a girl of probably 16 years having a relationship with somebody of like 30 years of age.
Exactly. Secondary school mm-hmm. relationship, you know, instead of you struggling with your grades, mm-hmm. I mean, at that time you're thinking about,
About girl boyfriend.
You know, he has not called, you know, he's not picking my calls, all these things. So that is tender age because it is not suitable for you at that time.
And as the word says, tender. At that time, yeah, like you can be easily manipulated.
100%.
They can put lots of things in your mind that is not even meant to be so. So it's just like really tender, as you have said.
Absolutely.
So in the world today, do you think is that rampant, let's say in this side of the country?
It is overly rampant. Mm-hmm. In fact, majority of the causal factors mm-hmm. of the psychological issues I deal with has stemmed from relationship problems, you know. And I mean, I think when I was reading an article, mm-hmm. I came across about 95% of students. There was a research carried out in a school in Lagos like that. I'm not going to mention the name.
Okay.
So it's showed that 95% of the students like were engaged in sexual relationships, yeah. You know. So I mean, from that and a lot more information online, we cannot Google it. We're going to see that.
There is even this popular one going on. I don't know if you've seen it. The 16-year-old girl that poisoned her ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I mean, 16 years. At 16 years, who is even allowing you to have a boyfriend? Not to talk of some cookie pepper soup.
Okay,
so that one, now what do you think could have, like, because I was wondering what could have been living in her mind, what mm-hmm. could have been, what has she been like festering upon for mm-hmm. her to like have that deadly thought of killing somebody just because of a relationship?
Okay, so let me tell you something. As we are growing up, mm-hmm. we are forming identity right from very tender age, and somehow due to some very funny, or let me say unpleasant factors in the family system, I'm growing up, I don't get the kind of validation I want from my family. Because of this, there is a loophole.
Yeah.
I am looking for a way to fill up that loophole. I see somebody out there telling me, oh, I love you, you make me feel this way. Come on, this is the attention I've been looking for.
Waiting for.
And that girl, or let me say people of the kind of situation that could have warranted it, could be that, okay, so now she would have formed her identity around the relationship.
Yeah.
So if anything faults in that relationship, it's like her life is going.
She's already emotionally dependent on
exactly.
the guy.
So it's like, I'm losing my life. And we have survivor instincts, every one of us.
Yes.
So if that is threatened, we'll go at any length.
And let's not forget, she's still like at a young age.
Absolutely.
She's not in control of her actions. She's not in control of her emotions. She does not understand
imbalances here and there. So it's just like impulsive. Let me just do what will make me feel better mm-hmm. right now. Okay, so, you know, for every individual, we have a survival instinct.
Yeah.
And at that tender age, there are still a lot of hormones going here and there, hormonal imbalances.
Yeah.
And the instinct is telling you that you have to survive, okay? And you're impulsive, the hormones that I spoke about yes. now. And that would prompt the action. When we are talking of impulse, it's like, what will make me feel calm right now?
Satisfied
right now. You don't even care about the consequences. You've forgotten about police, like they're going to arrest me, I'll stay in jail, or even any religious mm-hmm, preaching mm-hmm, that has yeah. to do with don't kill or anything like that. So
at that particular time, you've forgotten your morals, you don't even care about anything. Probably all your parents have told you, you just want to get that satisfaction and you're hurt. And for her age, she's yeah. 16, she's tender, 16. She does not know anything. So at that particular, that's somebody that probably she has been thinking, oh, this person, well, in her imagination, probably mm-hmm. they've had like 4 kids together like that.
You know,
you're not telling me you want to break up, all those kind
know,
of stuff.
You know, so it's either you're gone or no, you know, the thinking process will be illogical. That's it. It is illogical at that time. Because remember, again, it is at tender age. You're still growing. There are still some parts of you that are still developing.
You're not emotionally independent.
No. You okay. can't regulate your emotions at that time. So you just want to act based on what you're feeling.
But what do you think is the like contribution of the family to that? Because, I mean, she's not the first person to have a boyfriend at mm-hmm. a tender age, mm-hmm. 16. Mm-hmm. At least she's like at 16. We have 16-year-old that like grown up that still has sense out there. So how do you think the family might have contributed to that?
Okay, so this would take me, since you're specific about mm-hmm. it would take me to the parenting style. Mm-hmm. We have different types of parenting styles that affect the development of a child's emotional structure. For example, like we have various types of them. We have one that is authoritative.
Yes.
That one is like the normal, you know, the functional one. I would tell you stop. I would tell you good job. You know,
yeah.
they are very responsive. And we have one that is neglectful. You know, they are like permissive.
Yes.
Anything you do, you do. I allow you to do whatever you like. So that kind of parenting style could affect the impulse of a child. The child is unable to learn how to regulate their emotions. Then we have the authoritarian, and that's the most common one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, controlling parents.
Parents, strict
don't
parents.
Don't do this, strict don't. Parent. I mean, we think they are the best ones, or they will think they are the best ones. But then, even them, they are overdoing to the point that it goes too high till it busts. So mm-hmm. the child, again, cannot regulate their emotions. So that could have been a contributory factor. Another one could have been that, like I said when mm-hmm. we started,
yeah.
that there could have been a gap. You know, the parents, there is no attention. The only time they give you attention is when you are sick.
Can't even talk to them.
You know. Yeah. So you, and for every human being, we are all social beings. That's, we want to be liked. We want
yeah.
to be attended to. So anybody that is giving us that
attention.
Vibe or attention would do anything to have them.
True. Yeah, so personally, mm-hmm. about the whole parenting style, it has never been like, I've never really seen strict parents, because I feel strict parents mm-hmm. and they do the opposite of, or they get the opposite of the results they intend to like get. You think that, oh, I'm being strict to my child, this child cannot go anywhere. It's a lie. When they see that small freedom like this, what that thing that they've not been tasting, if they now want to, they will do it, like they'll go overboard. Or do you think I'm wrong with it?
No. In fact, I think like a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
we were making a reference to one of our neighbors
yeah.
who was extremely, authoritarian. This mm-hmm. person, when the child did anything bad, she would go as far as nakeding the child, beating, using pepper, you know? And at the end of the day, the child now does all sorts of things, abuse drugs, this and that. So it makes us question.
Because when you don't find peace at home, you look for it elsewhere.
So you see peer pressure. That's
yes.
when you surrender to peer pressure, because they are telling you that, come here, mm-hmm. we are going to show you that love.
Imagine they find you crying on the streets. What happened? I cannot go. I don't want to go home. Okay, come here. Let's go to this place. They start to teach you bad things.
Exactly.
Okay. So what do you think are like signs of like toxic relationship? Now, let's forget the old tender age. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like in a normal relationship of probably like two adults, what do you think are signs of toxic relationship?
Okay. So the first one, mm-hmm. I like to structure it in such a way that ask yourself, we have different needs, okay?
Yeah.
And they are categorized as we have the emotional, we mm-hmm. have the physical, this, this, and that. So is this relationship fulfilling this need? When we talk about need, emotional need in the sense that am I feeling safe? If it gets to a point whereby when there is an issue in the relationship, you're shaking, or like if the person is not calling you, you're feeling anxious unnecessarily, question that. If you see that your emotion is, you know, excessively driven by the relationship, that is when you should question it.
And you don't have a mind of your own. It's that person's action that determines your mood and stuff.
So you can tell this by yourself. A lot of people, they wait for, or they are looking for signs that, okay, this person is doing this to me. This person is doing that to me. But the way our brain works is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If we are used to a situation that is not so nice, even from tender age, even if it is not so nice, we would not describe it as not good.
Yeah.
So you can get to measure that from within yourself. Emotionally, am I safe? Physically, am I safe? Which other one? Even socially, am I safe? So if you lay down your needs and you realize that, okay, there are still a lot of gaps,
mm-hmm.
then you should question that relationship. So if we want to look at, okay, what are the behaviors this person will exhibit? The first one is the way they talk to you. You know, if it's somebody who is never also taking responsibility for their actions, anytime you tell them, oh, but I did this, this and that, and they're like, you know? So a neglectful person who does not validate you, that's the beginning. But a lot, so many of us, I don't know how we let this happen. Like,
it's love.
There.
Love.
Oh, love. Okay.
We you know, especially for we ladies, we think with our heart rather than our head. Like, your head will be telling you something while your heart will be telling you another thing. Your head might be telling you no. Your heart is telling you. So one is overpowering the other. You don't have, like, control over your actions. You know that this person is not right for you. Mm-hmm. You know that this thing is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's slapping you, beating you, doing this to you. You'll be like, I'm still, because your heart is still okay, probably. And then another thing is that you're holding on to, like, false hope. You change. He's doing
no.
it. And then you're giving them excuses. He's doing it because he's having a bad day. He did it because all those excuses. This thing, once it's red, is red. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else to, like, name it is red. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like we ladies should be more, like, emotionally aware. Know that this thing is like this. Mm-hmm. Don't say because this person is doing this mm-hmm. and now. So probably I think that's why some ladies, they keep quiet. But for me, if you, once you, before the hand even lands, mm-hmm. I've run away. I'm the last one of my family.
You know, even
cannot
word.
Come and kill me.
Even word.
Even word.
Like,
it doesn't even have to be
get
physical.
Out. I mean, even raising a voice.
Yeah,
on. I mean, I'm not saying you should not raise, but at times, I mean, it can happen. But you would, it will be there. You would know that this is not something I can take, you know?
And I feel people that, like, make excuses that probably the person loves them, or maybe is like, you know, some ladies, they actually like it when their men are, like, overprotective, but then they are unable to distinguish some people are unable to distinguish obsession with love.
Right.
Some people is way past the whole love thing. They are like, they are even confused. They don't even know the feeling again. You will be lost in the relationship. You don't even know what you are feeling again. Shall I not say? Just the you get so I feel we should be more emotionally aware, and we should see things with our clear eye, and we should not allow one love to blind you. I used to see on this internet, they say some people, you are beating them, they are buying you flowers for what? To is it flowers once they now dent you and make you paralyzed?
Yeah.
That so with the flower, so I feel ladies should just be like, because
love
we are
bombing.
Emotional,
yeah.
In nature, you know, ladies, we are so emotional in nature, and we are unable to, like, but just so we can take. And some guys, I feel at the start of the relationship, once you make him know that you can take nonsense, you can.
Thank you, exactly.
At the beginning, it's the beginning that matters. That's how he's going to be treating you. If he does want, if he talks to you, tell him, why are you talking to me? I don't like it. It's not about fighting. Just let him know.
Mm-hmm.
And next time he will not try it. But he's doing this.
He's going to change.
He's going to change. He's going to change. He's in love to accept nonsense. Okay. So, do you still want to say anything on that?
Basically, mm-hmm. the signs are there mm-hmm. and they are clear. So the first question you should ask is, am I safe with this person?
Mm-hmm.
And then I always try to tell some of my clients that, okay, ask yourself if it is too much for you, because sometimes we are not, I don't know, we just lose that sense of self-respect towards ourselves. So ask, can I allow this person to be with my daughter or the person I love most? Just ask that question, and it has worked. It has worked for me, even personally.
Oh, wow.
So just ask, okay, when you look at it from that angle, then you can answer yourself that, oh no, I'm not, or okay, I can allow it, maybe then. So that way you are even being your counselor. But once you ask yourself, can I allow this person to be with my best friend that I love so much? And you're like, no, God forbid. Then what are you still waiting for?
Can you
even
see the person as the father of your child in future?
Thank you so much.
You being think a model be a, mm-hmm, you even think you'll be a very good father.
Exactly. So well, once we know that, I think we can move forward. And that safety, am I safe? This anxiousness, you see call, you'll be shaking. The person is not calling, you are shaking.
You're
come
prison.
On, life is not this hard.
I mean, relationships are meant to be fun and like... It should be like, I feel relationship is meant to be like your safe space.
Mm-hmm.
The whole noise outside, you are just there and then all the noise is gone. You're just like in your sanctuary, your happy place.
You know.
But I don't know, people have been turning it to boxing ring.
It's so sad, really.
I know, right? And I actually wish anybody going through stuff like that, I mean, she's a clinical psychologist. You can reach out to her if you're having like issues like... you know, maneuvering the old stuff, you can seek her advice. So, for somebody that is already in it and they just don't know how to, what do you think are the tips you can give them on how to, like, heal? Okay, they just got out of a toxic relationship and they are finding it hard to move on and they just feel, you know, another side effect of this thing is that they can just say, okay, I don't even want to be in love again, I don't want to... They might just try to like seclude themselves from relationship. Then that's when you start hearing men has come. I don't want to get married. I don't want
women
to.
Are bad. This and that.
So what tips do you think you can recommend for them to like heal? Or what do you think?
Okay, so I'm just going to mention what is not new to most of us.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care, to be honest. When I say self-care, so many people, the bubble that will come up on top of their head is, okay, just going for massage, just going for something big. It's not that, it's not too big like that. I mean, it begins with self-compassion. That is speaking kindly to yourself. Begin with that. Because at that time, you've heard a lot of bad comments from this person, you know, that maybe when they want something and you're not giving them, they have called you names. So at this time, just whenever the feelings are coming, validate them. It is time for you to validate. It's okay. Now, this is not you deceiving yourself.
Yeah.
Just say good. Because most times, what makes it difficult for us to move on from relationships like this is because we keep thinking that, what will my life be? Will I ever meet somebody as good as this?
Yeah.
Oh, but I've sacrificed this,
over again?
So focus on the moment. So you can start with mindfulness exercise as well, which is focusing on the present. Gratitude journal. Every day, try to list 3 things in your life that are valuable. So that way you can help your brain to heal. You release some hormones that would suit the effect from the past relationship. And also, it is important to like emphasize that it's not a day healing.
Yeah.
It is not a day healing. And just validate yourself. To be honest, I just like to tell people that when you validate yourself, the path to healing is very personal. And then you can even discover your own personal journey through recovery. And if you're seeing that it is too overwhelming for you, please seek help. You can seek, there are even free online services. You can get care these days. And you can also go for any therapy sessions that you think are suitable for you.
My therapies, they're very expensive.
Yeah, that's why I said they're also free there. I just would not mention so that it's not going to be like we are promoting anybody here.
Sorry.
But trust me, there are just browse free therapy services. You can also look for paid ones. I mean, anyone you desire, you can always find them online. Get help. It's not as expensive as we think. It is expensive, but there are still some platforms.
Is there like age range you can give us, like?
Age range.
Sorry, did I just say age range?
Okay,
price range.
Price range.
Range, yes.
I just go online and check.
I think
there are some all these popular platforms now. I think 10,000 for a session. There is 10,000
just to talk
for
to
a
them.
Session.
But then is it like maybe 1 hour? Or?
Yeah, 1 hour, 45 minutes, 30 minutes. It depends. Everybody has varied service, the way they structure it, really.
Okay, so do you think the impact of social media, what impact do you think social media has on all these relationships?
1,000,000% impact.
Oh my God.
So many online therapists.
Yeah, online in-laws, online advisors.
It's so sad. And they just, it's just too much. It would even, like, there are times you're in a relationship and you're about to make a step forward, maybe to leave that relationship that is not working for you. And you go online, you're saying, it is good to be patient.
This thing. Jesus.
So you go online and then you see all this content saying this and that would even mess your head again. Maybe I should run back to that relationship. Maybe I was not patient enough, you know? So that's why I emphasize on self-awareness, self-compassion. Just know your own needs. Everybody is different. Those posts on status, you just see this.
You can just see all those.
You know, you would also, then it's also, there are some people, the advices they will give you online, when a man says this to you, respond like this.
And they will be, they might be resting on one man's chest like that, or maybe they just finish receiving slap. You know,
or just, they just finish sweeping, or they just finish being humble. And then they'll come.
You see this thing that she spoke about, this whole, you, after you are going, I don't know, maybe social media is now like, maybe they have all this witchcraft. Because it's when you are going through something, you see TikTok, you see when a man and a woman,
you know, this is how you should respond.
That's what I used to do. That if I just see them, that. I was like, because they keep feeding you. You can see now one video, you might see one video now, when a man tells you to do this, say no. You will see the next video when a man doesn't say yes. What should
you
I do?
Confused. Exactly. You so don't you can know. See what I'm saying about social media plays, I mean, significant role in relationships. And it's actually, I mean, thank God, it does not have control over us. But we have allowed that.
We've allowed
so
it.
So we can set boundaries. I'm just using you for this and use it for that. Do not allow it to set the tone of your lives for you. Really.
Yeah,
think once we are aware of that, we can. Social media is a very great platform, but once abused, then I'm sorry, it can lead to a very pathetic consequence.
Okay, so what do you think is a healthy relationship, or how can you be in an healthy relationship?
Okay. So I will still go back to the needs I mentioned. The thing is, before we can even think of relationship, I was speaking to some students, set your values, have your value set in place, develop a significant sense of identity. That way, that is how you can set boundaries, because we all shout, set boundaries. Do you even have boundaries that you are setting? You can only set boundaries when you have values. If you ask some people what's the meaning of value, they don't even know. Value is what you attach importance to, and they must align with your goals. So if yours is family, if yours is a career, like fortune, prosperity, like all these things, or fashion, anything, it's make sure that you hold strong to that. And whoever is passing by, make sure they are ticking that box.
That
like,
box,
okay,
that you have said.
It relates to this. It might not be 100%. This is not to say, oh, he has to be tall, or she has to be tall. I'm not talking of that at all.
Physical attributes.
Talk about your psychological needs here. You know,
do they align with his?
Does it exactly? So that way, I think you can move forward by let yourself be at where you are. And then from there, whoever is coming is going to be your companion for you to walk to where you're going to together. But if you don't even know where you are, I mean, it's just going to be a very messy journey. Somebody that is going to Kano, you are going to Lagos, you are in Ilorin, because you don't even know where you are. You just, okay, you are, oh, let's go together.
Let's That's go together. You don't have a mind.
But when
you
assess that this is where I am, this is the amount of money I have. So when we talk of money in this, I mean, all the, you think of your life from the past, your family, everything. This is what I have. This is what I can offer. This is what I can sacrifice. Is this relationship going to take that? And then this relationship, what is it bringing to my table?
Yeah.
How can we use it to bring something better? So I think healthy relationship, firstly, it's about yourself first. Know yourself.
Self-love is important self-love. As well.
And then from there, you would know by yourself. So that's when you can talk about safety. Okay, this person is making me feel safe. Okay, this person is meeting my psychological need, my emotional need, my this need and that need.
Okay, so now that we've spoken about like healthy relationship, okay, this so-called toxic relationship now, do you think there is something that, do you think people that are victims of this or people that are in a toxic relationship, do you think they can like find a way to like fine tune it and make sure, do you think there's a change or they should just exit?
It is subjective. It is personal. Mm-hmm. And if you see most of my responses, I am trying to like, I'm not giving a specific, okay, this
yeah,
person
this
has
person,
to be
this, yes,
per-
this person.
No. Honestly,
it
all these things are...
Yeah,
it is relative. Thank you very much. So this is why self-journey, self-discovery journey is the first thing we all have to do if we want to make a massive progress in this relationship world.
Okay, so exiting toxic relationship. Firstly, you have to have determined that it is toxic. Okay, I mean, there is no empathy there. There are lots of coercion. Mm-hmm. There are lots of dominance, this and that. So the second thing you would then think about is, again, am I being served in this relationship in any way? Or is it just feeling unsafe, insecure? So from there, then I think I should ask you, do you mean a premarital relationship? I don't know if that word is correct. Or a marital relationship.
No, premarital.
Premarital, okay. Just dating, courtship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you have seen that there is no empathy, there is no kindness, there is no compassion, all these are the ingredients of a healthy relationship, right?
Yeah.
If they are not there, I think it is still very okay to walk out
to
of it.
Walk
or
out.
Seek help first. Let me
okay.
not say walk out.
Yeah.
Please seek help.
Try.
Get a coach, like maybe a mental health coach or like a counselor. So I think they'll be in the best position to assess your situation. Because like I said, that's what social media does. So I don't want to do that and speak for everybody.
Yeah.
Please, just, it could even, some people are doing all this gaslighting and toxic thing and they don't know they are. So maybe if you seek help, to be honest, it's good. You could make a better decision.
And also I feel like, is even the intention or how do I, is it intention? I don't think intention is the word. I think if, or is it, would I say readiness?
Mm-hmm.
What if you want to seek help and you want to like make things better and the other person doesn't want?
Please go, walk out, run away, run and never look back.
It happens like that because some people, they don't know that. I think the first stage to you trying to change something is for the person to even realize that they are even doing that.
Insight.
So if they have to know that, yes, I am. You cannot just say, okay, I want to help you and cut you. And the person, what's wrong with my head?
Please,
what happened?
Please, please,
I am not doing anything wrong. Because there are lots of people. I think that's even like one of the like, major problems. They don't, it this is. Ego. What happened? What's wrong with me? Why do I need to go and see?
You are the
why
one
do
that,
I need to go? You should even say, okay, let's go and see a psychologist. Did I tell you I'm mad?
Yeah.
Ignorance.
So invalidating your needs, your feelings. Please just make your decision at
all
that
right, so
point.
How about like the marital relationship?
Okay, so for that, okay.
So
and
that
the person
is
still,
do or die
no,
affair
it's not.
Now.
No, it's not. To be honest, it is not. Okay, so there has to be like, it's a progression.
Mm-hmm.
There is verbal too can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So can be dangerous. So
classical
just determine the severity.
And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So determine the severity. If it is threatening your life that much and your self-esteem that much, I would still say please seek help first.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe after then, you know, even in court, they will ask you to go to
what
a counselor or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do that first. And if you see there is no progress, then, I mean, you have the answer already. Unless you think you can endure that for the rest
okay.
of your life.
Okay, all right then. So cases of domestic violence, okay, like this one that just happened that they killed the guy and all of those stuff. How do you think, or if you have like partners that are like that you know that if you say you want to leave, it's like this one is not, you know, that I was saying is not a do or die affair, but there are actually some relationship that is like do or die affair that they'll like, they would have manipulated the person to the point that they will not even be able to like talk to friends, talk to family.
Isolation.
You have to be in that house alone.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be this. So let's just round it up with that. And what do you think they can do? Or how do you think they can get out of that? Because they feel that it's very dangerous already for them. And they're already like brainwashed by the old threats and everything.
Honestly, the first question or that what I want you to do is, try to do this, ask yourself this question. If you have to live your life for the rest of your life this way, is this something you would choose? If your answer is no, please talk to a trusted person as soon as possible. I don't know if you are getting that.
Yes.
Whoever it is that is listening to this right now, talk to a trusted person. And then you, because you can't do it alone, that's mm-hmm. why I'm emphasizing on a person.
Yeah.
So that person is going to keep reminding you of why you choose to leave, in case they are still coming with their love bombing mm-hmm. messages and all of that. And then from there, speak to a counselor, because you also need to like try to heal yourself from the issue that has happened. And then if you have to involve a security agency, mm-hmm. please don't hesitate to. But firstly, find a trusted person online. I think there are lots of, and if you cannot afford, just browse free mental health services.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you can gain clarity and then move from there. Please don't be silent. Your life is worthy, and you have a whole lot more than what you're saying or feeling right now.
Because as small as we are saying this thing now, there are actually lots of people out there going through all this stuff and they cannot just talk. They are just there.
I know, right?
I'm sure you would have like encounters with like lots of them because of your work.
So much. Some are leading to severe schizophrenia cases, and you trace it back to relationship.
It's not by force. So we've had everything from our guests, and I'm sure we've all learned one or two, because I have too. I mean, in totality, everything she has said, just seek help. It is important. If you are going through something, look for somebody to tell, seek the help of a counselor, and prioritize your self-care. So until next time, thank you.